This is the Be Nice Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Griffin, coming to your way of Atlanta, Buckhead. Let's go! What it is, what it do, what it do. This is your boy, Be Nice, a.k.a. the GOAT at letting you know, and the a.k.a. the GOAT at being woke. Don't you hate when you help a motherfucker and then it turn around time for them to be there for you and they nowhere to be found or they acting different? Like you just didn't say they ass? I'm sick of it in the 2021. You punks, you creeps that creeped in the 2020, y'all dismissed. Only the real is going forward, man. We dismissing all you punks, you suckers, you women too. Jezebels, has-been, everybody got to go. Because we got some people impersonating to be real. And they fake. I ain't never been around nothing like that. I'm from Detroit 313, but I was raised in a military family where we traveled. So you have to keep it real wherever you go. Now, you get to start over, but you mess up that reputation of yours, you dead. You got to wait till it's moving time. Who wants that? Plus, a reputation follow you. You know what I mean? Reputation don't matter no more. Or unless you busting your gat. Dog. I bust my gat too. It ain't give me nothing but jail time in the sentence that I ain't want. I digress. You guys that's out here claiming to be real, but look real, but ain't real. And then when they expose you, they forget that you done made a whole bunch of clone dudes just like that, or women like that. Once the Cardi B's is gone, and the Nicki Minaj's, and the Megan Thee Stallions, and the Mulattoes, and the Coyle Rays, and bitch-ass niggas, man. They got bitch-ass bitches out here cloning them. So then what you get? Bitch-ass niggas. Bitch-ass niggas, dog. Man, you're supposed to be a man. Be a man. Be a woman. Be that. Or you ain't that. Go home, cook. Stay in the high class. Put some clothes on. Now, I ain't say be traditional. But what's wrong with a collar shirt and some regular slacks on and some regular shoes? There's nothing wrong with that. But it's, everybody's being freaking brainwashed that you gotta have this certain look. I love dressing comfortable to my skin and body, colors, things that look good on me. I don't care what it say, unless now I got to though, but I don't care what it say. That's just what this is about, man. Do what feels right and what is right. You know it's wrong, don't just hype them up because they've been cool. We don't know these niggas. That's what I always tell my people and my girl. If all these cats on TV, man, well, you don't know them. You ain't never met them a day in your life. You feel connected because you seen them on TV, heard them on the radio, download a few streams, as you call it now, and copped a couple tapes and CDs. Now you know Wu-Tang. You don't know who you met that man. You don't know Trippie Redd or Busta Rhymes. You don't know Kendrick Lamar or Nip. You don't know Currency a little. You don't really know them. You just see them on TV. You feel the energy. That's what they were supposed to do. But you never met them in their life. You don't know what they like. So if they, whether the TV or the news perception perceives them as bad, don't take that. And if they perceive them as good, don't take that. Go see on your own or don't even look at it. Because they there for one reason, to distract you. I'm here to keep you woke, because I'm the GOAT. Be nice. Have a good night. Have a good day. Catch me on the next podcast. Woke people cry. What up? This is your boy, Be Nice, and I, a.k.a. the Woke the GOAT, got here, yo. We coming with it live to you. With the true information from ATL, Buckhead North. We doing it real big here, sitting here telling you about how we do things. Thank you for going to check out my last podcast episode called Depth of the Lane. See, we're here to keep it real. 1 million. Soon I have the videos coming up on YouTube. I have a few up right now that you can check out, but not as sophisticated as the information I'm telling you now. So this episode we're calling is Think as a Man, You Are as a Man. Think as a Kid, You Are as a Kid. And we want to dive into manhood. We want to dive into what you feel a man should be. What is a man? What's the definition of a real man? You know, that gets thrown around a lot, man. Everybody talking about, they're a real man, I'm a real man. And women talking about, be a man. Do they even know? If a man don't know what a man is, how he gonna be one? That's why he ain't one. That's why you think he ain't one. But let's be honest. God made men and women different for a reason. There's certain things on the earth by height, size, texture of the skin, body, and everything, from the fact that they can make babies and we can't. I'm a man. I can't make a child. I don't have the extra estrogen to be as emotional either. I don't have a period every month, so to speak. And we think totally different, and we go about things different. Now, on the other hand, the women don't have muscles like us. They don't carry a penis. They don't shoot out sperm. They don't have as much testosterone. Okay. There's a reason for all this. Just as a kid doesn't have the capacity to be responsible and a person that has character that will take responsibility for their actions, say what they mean what they say, and still be able to hold that on a consistent level and take care of things and themselves without killing themselves. Because really, if you teach a kid wrong, they learn egotistical ways. They learn character flaws or jealous ways or depression. Or they feel bullied. To teach a person to stand up for themselves, but to be compassionate, is tough. But you know why? It's tough. But it used to not be so rough. Because you had real men stepping up to the plate. Now, everybody love to be holy and all. But men have flaws too, and even them same men wasn't always, nobody's perfect. I'm not talking about the men that went and killed and pedophiled and raped and did things crazy and sold all the drugs and kept all the money, and it was all greed and a lot of people died. No, I ain't talking about those. I'm talking about the men that went to work every day, came home, gave the money to the wife, took care of the kids, never slept, only waited for her to cook, made sure everything was okay, and anybody needed anything, they could always count on him. Even though dad might not have been able to go to every recital, every play, every football practice, every game, every recital, that dad still came and provided. But when you got these artificial, superficial people coming into things saying what's right and what's wrong, you get mixed up with what a real man or a real woman is, don't you? This is 1 + 1 = 2 speaking to you. Don't make me have to. I'll break that down to y'all in the next episode. But I'm speaking to y'all because I know we all judge. That right there is the reason why we're not perfect right there. I was always told, if you point at somebody, you got 3 fingers pointing right back at you. So be careful. Don't judge, but be careful. Be wise of your discernment, but don't be too quick to judge. You got a man that goes to work, or a woman that goes to work 12 hours a day, come home, take care of the kids, go to bed, and they do it over and over again. They sometimes don't get a break. Stressed out, barely making it, always on the edge of homelessness from poverty. So when people say, be a man, do they mean go get the nice car, the Lambo, already had a house ready for you to come and move in and take advantage? No. Or be a woman. Does that mean stay at home every day and cook food and never have a dream and live your life? No. See, we're in 2021. Being a man is different in 2021 than 1975, 85, 95, 2005. Come on. 2015. You can't even do the same thing. In words of my Jamaican homies in Florida, the same thing. You can't. Beware to go far wide. So, I leave y'all to think with, what's a real man? If you want more information from me, holla at me on my online, BATGPRO@gmail.com. I'm on Facebook, Be Nice Antonio Griffin. But, AK, I'm Woke the Goat. Holla at your boy. What up, what up, what up? This is Be Nice, a.k.a. Woke the Goat. What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing? Y'all got to come to Anchor, man. Do your own podcast at any time. You know, give back to these people. If you don't have money, you can give it back to them with knowledge. Or we can just build, which you can express, I can express, and we can agree to disagree or agree together. But we here one time, and this episode is... What is this episode? This is going to be... The Coalition. Yeah, they're like, what? The Coalition? I would say rainbow, yeah, as we would say. But we're not going to call it that today. We're going to leave the rainbow out of it. Coalition. Bringing people together. People standing together for a cause. Today we have this thing called Asian hate. We got to be careful here, y'all, because... We all are one, so I love Chinese food like you do, right? I love pate, I love soy, you know, I love chop suey, I love Asian culture, I love Japanese movies, I love samurais, I mean, I might not even be speaking about the right people. I love everything on the East, I love everything Far East, I love it. I love anime just like y'all, I love video games, I love Naruto, I love Dragon Ball Z, I know they're probably like, that's not what we're all about. I love their culture. I love their heritage. I like how serious they take it. I love when I study Buddha. I love that they're very disciplined when it comes to their tradition and religion. Okay? And their spirituality. More than most religions, they dip into their spirituality. So, I digress. Japan has their own culture. China has their own culture. Korea, Vietnam have their own culture. Asia has their own culture. Africa, right next door, has its own culture. Okay, and these are continents within countries within continents. Okay, so let's get it together here. So we have Asian hate. Now we all know that Biden signed that in January, quicker than a mug. And then he wasn't even too serious about it. He was making jokes. You know, it wasn't serious. It was just like something that maybe of long overdue, that maybe they were asking for, that they finally got. But everybody, you know, we know everyone in the black community is in an uproar because we're wondering, where is our rights? Where is our bill to help the hate on black African Americans? But see, you would have to stop there and go, what is an African American in real life, in real time? Not on paper when you're getting a job or when you're trying to get a loan, okay? But when you're trying to stand up for yourself in this society called United States of America, okay? Now, we have Spanish, Mexican culture, we have Hispanic, we have African culture here, we have African American, we have British, we have Scottish, we have Irish, we have German, we got Russian, we got Canadian, we got it all going on here, Italian, we got it going, say Jewish, but that's not a person that's from a certain place, that's a certain religion, spiritual culture, okay, just like black people, that's not a... We don't have a place where we come from, black people, because we come from everywhere. So, white people, they come from a lot of places. There's white Jamaicans, right? So, you don't hate Jamaicans, because then you'll still be hating white people, because it's white Jamaicans. Don't hate Africans, because there's white African people. Wow, white African people. Exactly. You got to stop. We are all one on this earth. We have to, you know, I don't like to talk about racism too much without letting you know that we're humans first. Start with the beginning, okay? We're humans. Then you're a man or a woman, you're genetic. Then we look at where you're from. Then we look at who you study and learn under. Because, see, this is about putting someone in an environment and that's who they are. So, boom. A lot of people say that the Japanese people over here or Asian people over here have nothing to do with what's going on over there. Let me get you right. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. See, a lot of people love to go somewhere else and still claim where they're from. Don't we do it in the United States? If I'm from Detroit, I go to Atlanta and I'm claiming Detroit. I'm not losing that heritage where I go. Sports keeps us segregated as well, just as like politics and politicians. So don't sit here and act like we all don't claim somewhere that we're from while we're somewhere else celebrating that. So we all are hypocrites if we say Asian or Japanese people are over here, they don't have nothing to do with. No, they over here loving it. They don't lose love for their people because they're not there with them in Japan or in Asia. They still love their people. Who wouldn't? I love my African history and culture even though I'm not there and wasn't born there. I still love it where I'm from. They actually moved in the time frame when they lived and was born in those places. If you were born in America, but your heritage is Japanese, then you're you're American Japanese. Yeah. Am I African American or not? If I was born in America, but my ancestors are from, or my family is from Africa. We have to get it together here. America is not about a color. It's about a way of living, a way of life, a way of understanding, a way to go about things. So the way we're going about this is wrong. And I'm not going to blame Biden. I'm going to blame us for not nipping it in the butt. We can police ourselves, but who's going to have the pride to do it, as I've been said, to say instead of the other word? We have a problem here because, yes, they get discriminated on all the time, Asians, they. But there's different cultures within their Asian. They don't even like each other all the time. And that's what I'm saying. You can be black, white, tall, big, fat, small, Asian, Spanish, white. It don't, Jewish, religion, spiritual, atheist, it doesn't matter. How did you treat me when I interacted with you? Let's stop taking our stereotypes to how other people feel and let's get our own experience with these people and then make our judgment. And don't even judge. Pray for them people if you don't feel like you don't agree. But don't judge them based on where they're from, where they at, and what you think. The worst thing you can do is assume without knowledge and research and understanding and communication. If you don't even speak their language or study their culture, you have nothing to say. But if you care about them, like you care about yourself and human beings, then you won't let hate go under nobody. Nobody gets hated. If you're a bad person, you know where you can go. Okay? So that's Be Nice, Woke to Go, Reply Back, Express. This is where we at. All right. Love everybody. Be peace. Be one. Remember, we humans first. All right. Aliens waiting on us to figure that out. All right. Peace. Bless kings, queens. We out.